With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities say that massive New Jersey wildfire that's consumed 15,000 acres and is just 50% contained was deliberately set by the man they've arrested. 19-year-old Joseph Kling's been charged with arson and aggravated arson in the so-called Jones Road wildfire that was first spotted Tuesday morning in the Pine Barrens. The Ocean County prosecutor says Kling started a bonfire using wooden pallets and then left the woods while it was still burning. He says it ignited a wildfire that's now on track to become the biggest in New Jersey in two decades. There's been a spike in the cases of whooping cough.
Data from the CDC shows there have been more than 8,000 cases of whooping cough so far this year. That's twice as many cases as the same time last year. The numbers fell during the coronavirus pandemic because of masking and social distancing. Experts say the outbreaks of vaccine-preventable illnesses like measles and whooping cough could be indicative of changing attitudes toward vaccines. Whooping cough's symptoms are similar to a cold, but the cough becomes increasingly severe with a distinctive sound, a whoop, as the person tries to take in air. It is treated with antibiotics. I'm Ed Donahue.
Conservatives say former talk show host Steve Hilton may strike a chord with a broad range of disgruntled California voters when he runs for governor.
Former California Congressman John Campbell says when it comes to college tuition in the Golden State,
it is absolutely crazy.
He says white heterosexual Californians are now disadvantaged in college admissions, and out-of-state students pay higher rates, but for illegals,
you pay in-state.
And Campbell says the state just spent $10 billion in health care for illegals in a single year.
But all kinds of services that citizens need and get are being cut back.
Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. President Trump considers a baby bonus.
The U.S. birth rate has fallen to 1.6, below the 2.1 child per woman average needed to sustain the population, and the president wants to do something about it. His administration is working on a possible bonus program that would pay any woman who has a baby $5,000. There are a lot of details to work out, but it's clear that the administration has taken notice of the plummeting birth rate, which comes with dire implications, both social and economic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nebraska bill that would bar males from female bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams has advanced from the first of three rounds of debate. The legislation from Omaha Republican Senator Kathleen Koth is a reprise of one she introduced repeatedly in recent years. In 2023, it was linked with another measure barring sex change operations and puberty-blocking hormones for children. This is SRN News. A Wall Street rally continues.
Stocks rallied again on Wall Street after more companies reported better-than-expected results for the first 3 months of the year. Those gains were tempered by cautious remarks from CEOs who said they were having trouble providing outlooks given how uncertain things are because of President Donald Trump's trade war. The S&P 500 jumped 2% Thursday for its third straight day of big gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 486 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 2.7%. Southwest Airlines reported results that beat forecasts, but the airline joined a growing list of companies that have pulled financial forecasts because of uncertainty around tariffs. Seth Sutel, New York.
Luigi Mangione is preparing for his arraignment. The 26-year-old's accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last year. He'll be arraigned on federal murder charges Friday. He was indicted last week by a federal grand jury in New York. The attorney general says she plans to pursue the death penalty. More details at srnnews.com.